No, okay. Está bien. Okay. Can you all see my PowerPoint?
Yes.
Yes.
Brief reminder, operating permit, district rules say when someone requests an operating permit, the board shall grant one for the reasonable non-speculative amount of annual groundwater demand or the applicable annual production allowable per contiguous acre, the lesser of the two. I'm going to discuss both of those things here shortly. Just a refresher on the actual permit, what they're asking for. It's the location of the property is down just due south of Weatherford on Tin Top Road. It's a 14 and a half acre property. They're looking to put in an RV park, about 115 spaces, and drill three wells. They're requesting 1.752 million gallons annually under the operating permit, and they're seeking an exception to district rules. The three wells that they're requesting, two of them require exceptions to the nearest property line, and one of them requires an exception to the nearest well. These are all 25 gallon a minute wells, so the spacing, the required spacing for the nearest well is 500 feet, the nearest property line is 150 feet. Look at the map. None of this has changed from last month. The two wells on the outside, 13,598 and 13,600, this is the property line spacing. You can see that they're the property lines are too close to. And then the 13,599, you can see the two wells to the southwest or three. One of those is in the wrong location. To the west, southwest, that are too close to the proposed well. And so, you know, remember the operating permit, the board should grant them either what they request, the lesser of what they non-speculative demand, or the maximum allowable production under district rules. Under district rules, this is showing the average aquifer thickness of 388 feet multiplied by 500 multiplied by 14.53 acres is 2,818,820 gallons per year, which is more than they're requesting. So this is what was updated, right? If you remember, the applicant originally in their application stated they're going to drill their wells to 240 feet. We noted during the last hearing that was really just skimming the top of the aquifer. The aquifer is really, the bottom of it's about 380 to 400 feet. So they requested, the board asked us to visit with them. They decided to update their application to complete all three wells to the bottom of the aquifer. We ran both models, both the local impact analysis and the GAM. This is the result from the local impact analysis. And kind of as you would expect for the first three wells on the top on the left, the impact actually decreased from 8 foot water level decline over 10 years to 2 foot, which would make sense because you're penetrating the aquifer, you're not just drawing right off the top of the aquifer. For the rest of the wells, what the impact analysis basically showed was for all the wells down dip or to the, or up dip, I'm sorry, so to the west on the map, the wells on the left side of the three proposed wells, you saw an increase in impact from, you know, 0.05 feet to anywhere from half a foot to 1 foot drawn out over 10 years. You know, 1 foot, it's significantly higher, but, you know, half a foot to 1 foot, still not much drawn over a 10-year period. So the wells on the down dip side on the right, you actually saw a slightly smaller impact, going from a foot and a half, foot and a quarter, down to just over a foot of water level decline. There's probably a couple of reasons for this. You know, you're actually pulling from the bottom of the aquifer. You're more likely to hit to impact something up dip than you are down dip. I guess whenever it was just when you're simulating, just pulling off the top, it's going to have a bigger impact on those wells over there. As far as the GAM, there was no change. So the same, the actual annual pumping didn't increase, and but all we did was change. We just lowered the wells. The regional impact did not change. And this well, there's basically no input, no impact shown above and beyond what 2019 pumping would cause. So I'm sorry, I just heard, are y'all having trouble understanding me? I apologize if y'all are. Anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Doug, it makes a difference when you face the camera versus when you look away. When you face it, it's much better.
Doug, I'm having a hard time.
Doug? You understand me, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, and maybe it's where you're looking, but there's a lot you said just sound like garble.
Okay, let me try this headset real quick. I apologize. Or here, maybe move closer to this. Is any better? Can you hear me better? No.
Say that's something. Okay.
Can you hear me any better, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I apologize. I'm gonna have to stop sharing this check to plug in headphones from Mike. Can you all hear me any better now?
Yes. Yes. Better.
Yep. A lot better.
Much better.
Amazing.
I wouldn't go that far.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
My headphones aren't working. I apologize, guys. I really do.
Or through whatever you got.
I'm gonna try to get closer to this other one.
Direct Micah just joined us.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm late.
Aquarius. I'm going to go back through this real quick, guys. I think the
Do I need to stay present?
I've got you.
We got you, Don.
Okay.
Berkeley, can you hear me any better? I sit right here.
Sounds good to me.
So I'm just going to go back through this real quick. We reran the local weather impact analysis, and it looked like the three proposed wells themselves, you have a lesser impact with them being drilled down to the bottom of the aquifer as opposed to being, you know, completed up at the top of the aquifer. For the well up dip, so to the west, you had a larger impact. The wells down dip or to the east, you saw a slightly smaller impact. As far as the wells up dip, that impact went from a small fraction of a foot, less than a tenth of a foot, up to anywhere from half a foot to a foot of water level decline over 10 years. No additional impact for the regional level based on just dropping the wells to a lower level down to the bottom of the aquifer. And therefore, my recommendation is to approve the applications for exception as presented and to approve the operating permit in the amount of 1,752,000 gallons per year. Happy to answer any questions.
Do any of the board members have any questions of the staff?
Doug, what is it they're allowed to drill? Or was it 2.8 million?
Yes.
Yep.
And all they're asking for is 1.7 million.
Yes. They're under the rules, our maximum allocation would be 2.818, so 2.8 million. And they're asking for 1.7. The 1.7 is a little on the low side. When you start looking at, you know, even at 50 gallons per day per connection, it comes to slightly over what they're asking. But they still got about a little over a million gallons a year, you know, if they get a couple years down the line and need to increase their operating permit. Does that make sense?
Any other questions from the board? If anyone else is listening in and wishes to comment on this, please notify Doug through the chat function.
Tracy, you guys, you have any questions?
I do not. Is the applicant, is everything acceptable to him?
I believe so. Kyle, did I miss anything?
No, not that I know of. I don't see Mr. Buffington on the call, though.
I know he was acceptable last month. I was making double checking, making sure nothing had changed.
No, and Kyle's spoken with him a couple times.
Mm-hmm. If there's no other questions, Chair would entertain a motion to approve the application for exception and the operating permit as presented and include the requirements as outlined in the general manager's memo to the board.
Jared, so moved.
Motion by Director Reynolds. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director English. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And show that I'm adjourning the public hearing at 5:19. move on to our regular agenda, consent agenda, which includes the minutes from the public hearing and regular board meeting on July 20th, approval of bank statement ending July 31st, approval of investment report, payment of bills and invoices through August 16th, and reimbursement of expenses incurred on behalf of the district through August 17th. Do we need to pull anything for discussion?
Not to my knowledge, Trace.
Hearing none, Chair to entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion by Director English. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Nothing was pulled, so item two is moved. Item three, discussion regarding request for extension of real wells to approve water wells and take necessary action, includes a non-exempt well for the city of Alvord and exempt wells for Michael Lemons, Charles McQuiston, Brooks and Builders, Stephen Williams, Ronald Oxner, and Thomas Woodyard. Doug, you want to go through this briefly or?
Yeah, just real quick. The city of Alvord's well, they've got this. Like I said, this is their second extension. Kyle spoke with them the other day. They fully expect to drill this well within the next 120 days.
So they said the longest possible would be 210 because that's what the contract is for. But they do intend to try to get it within 120. But at most, it would only require one more extension.
I think that one again. Recommendations approval on that one. For the exempt wells, the ones in Parker County are for Malone's. They had a rig breakdown and it's caused them a backlog. The one in Monte County has had some rig issues and then sickness, health issues with the driller. And the one in Wise County, Jimmy Miller's again had rig issues and he's also had staph infection recently, so he's lost some time in the hospital. So they're all really reasonable reasons why they need to be extended. My recommendation is approval of all of them. I don't know, Tracy, it's up to you if you want to do it all in one or in two separate ones. I don't think it matters.
Let's do them separately. Chair to entertain a motion to grant an extension to the city of Alvord for non-exempt well in Wise County.
I make that motion.
Motion by Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Chair would entertain a motion to grant extensions to exempt well requests for Michael Lemons, Charles McQuiston, Brooks and Builders, Stephen Williams, Ronald Oxner, and Thomas Woodyard.
Jared will make that motion.
Motion by Director Reynolds. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second, Director English. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four is discussion regarding a monitoring well project in Parker County and take necessary action. Doug?
Yes, sir. So we've got another monitoring well project. So this is Mr. Don Smelly he's granted us an easement to drill one, probably two monitoring wells on his property. This is just south of Peaster, it's on Charlotte Smelly Road, 1885, right before you get to 920. So northwest of Weatherford. We really don't have any monitoring wells in the location. And if you can see from this bottom map of my screen, they're building multiple subdivisions in the area, so it's a really good location to get some monitoring wells. I've talked to Associated Water Wells, which is one of the companies that we've went through the process and was approved by the board. They drilled up in Lake Nakona for us, did a real good job, and they've sent me quotes. So the plan would be the model shows the base of the Trinity to be about 450. After talking to Tim, and I was hoping he could be here today, but he had some issues. After talking with Tim briefly, or at good length the other day, actually, he and I both feel that 450 is probably shallow. It's probably 550 or so to the bottom of the Trinity, just because historically there hadn't been a lot of wells drilled to the bottom of the Trinity out there. And what how he put it is, back in the day, people could fit 440, 450 foot of drill pipe on their rig, and that's about as deep as they went in that part of the world. So what we're looking at doing is drilling to about 550 or 600 feet. 600 is what I asked him to quote us, just to go on the extreme deep end, at a slim hole, log the hole. If we need to plug it back, we'll plug it back, then ream out the hole, complete the deeper well, and then move over, 5, 10 feet and drill a shallower monitoring well next to it. They sent me two quotes today for all in. That's saying we're going to go all in. We've got to pay to haul off all the cuttings. We want to do pump tests, which I don't think we'll probably want to do pump tests. We may. We may do it at a later date, too. All in. I do not exceed amount. I would think for the project would be about 85 grand. We've got plenty of money set aside, as y'all know. We'll talk about the investments in a little bit, but we've got plenty of money set aside. The board sets aside money every year for drilling monitoring wells. So I would just, if the board approved this, then next month we'd amend the budget and move money from assigned funds into the budget to cover the cost. But my recommendation would be that the board authorize me to move forward with this project with a do not exceed of $85,000 for both wells. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is the well going to be used just for monitoring, or is the individual going to use it personally?
No, they're just for monitoring. Yeah, any monitoring well we drill, that's all it's used for. It's just monitoring. We'll hang a transducer. Depending on the water level, we might, the deeper wells, we like the sounders. We'll either put a sounder or a transducer in both holes, taking water level readings every minute.
Board, have any other questions? Doug, I've got a request.
Okay.
I'd like for the staff to get a memo together to the well monitoring committee, kind of identifying the areas where we need monitor wells.
Sure.
May help some of us inadvertently run across people who might have something that could fill a need, but also make it easier to go through this. We've got some hot spot areas where we need to watch.
I can show you kind of quick. This map real quick, Tracy. You haven't seen the map, right?
Yep.
So like, for example, this is just our monitoring wells. And some of these we don't measure water levels in anymore. So this is every well we have water level in Monte County, in Wise County. So you can kind of see in Wise County, there's a chunk just west of Decatur. And then, here in this southwestern part of the county, we don't really have a whole lot. And then in Parker County, on the west side of the county, we really don't have much. This well is this would be right up in here. So we don't really have anything west of there than in Hood County. Nothing really in this part, in the northwestern part of Hood County, except this old hand dug well. But yeah, and a lot of these we don't measure water levels in anymore. But just thought I'd show that to you real quick.
Okay. You might do that, take out the ones we're not monitoring so we can see where the actual holes are in the system, and then okay. We can kind of systematically address this if nothing else.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of it, and especially, for those of you that know a lot of folks, it might help. A lot of it is just, when we run across somebody like Mr. Smelly, who, with this project we're talking about, Met him at I spoke at a Parker County mayor's meeting. He's the mayor of the newly incorporated city of Peaster. And he was real interested in what I had to say. And I met with him a couple times. And then he asked, Blaine went out there and looked at a gas well that he had out there to see if it'd be worth plugging up. And that's a different story. But then he just said he'd be tickled if we'd drill some monitoring wells out there. He wants to know what water levels are doing in that part of the world, especially as more and more wells are being drilled around him.
Now, but glad to have another one.
Yeah, no, I am. It's great. It's a good location, and we could learn a lot about the aquifer right there too. So.
Right. Does the board have any other questions?
I just have a comment. If you're going to actually see the behavior of the aquifer and actually the properties of the aquifer and the response to any sources or sinks or stresses or whatever you want to call it, that's really the only way to do it right there is monitor what to do, real-time monitoring and see the responses to the stresses on the aquifer. It's really the only way to do it.
I agree. And Jared, this location is, because all those subdivisions going in, they're all down dip. So it's going to be real interesting. It's a great location to see that. And with real time, taking levels every minute, you're going to see what it does as those subdivisions build out. And as people are, you know, if they're watering their yard in the summer, to see what it's doing throughout the day, the daily dips, the annual, the seasonal dips, the annual dips. It's a good location to do that as well. So.
I agree.
Anybody else have any questions?
There's nothing like Walnut Creek in that area.
As far as is what?
Is I'm what? Just thinking for future development. I drove over there and it looks like they're getting ready to do a lot. I'm just wondering if there's been any kind of movement instead of, I'm not worried about this well, but the idea of going to a more of a commercial well than the individual.
I've talked to the mayor. Interesting thing about this is this area. Let me scroll in here where we are. Right here. So this is where the location is. And they are doing a lot of development here. And I think people are looking to move out towards this area. This is actually, there's no CCNs out here. Walnut Creek, this is Walnut Creek's CCN, but Walnut Creek doesn't have a line anywhere close. And this is a tiny little CCN right here, and it's just a small one. The city of Peaster may at some point be interested, but they're kind of in Walnut Creek CCN. Part of them is in Walnut Creek CCNs. They have to get decertified. I don't know. I mean, they have had some questions about that long term, because the city of Peaster, everything in Peaster, the school, all the little businesses, the Dollar Generals, the few things that there are, they're all in private wells. All the homes are in private wells. They have been for years. So they would like some they're beginning the conversations of a long term, potentially looking at putting in a water system. But
that where I'm coming from is, would they be wanting this particular well to have for a city water?
I mean, they couldn't do that. I mean, the easement doesn't allow for that. But it could give them the information to know, if it's even viable to drill a well any deeper than what they think they can out there. Any other questions, gentlemen?
If there's no other questions, Chair would entertain a motion to authorize the general manager to proceed with the Northwest Parker County Monitor Well Project in amount not to exceed $85,000.
I so move.
Is that Director Knave or Director Reynolds?
Knave.
Director Knave, do I hear a second?
Jared will second it.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, manager report and general managers on administrative and operational issues. Doug?
Yeah, the only thing I really want to talk about that's on here is, so remember that issues we found just north of Springtown and Wise County with the, found some VOCs and several wells?
Yes.
So the developer that developed that property that has those issues, he's built some houses and drilled some wells immediately west. So if y'all see this map right here, these red dots are the wells that tested positive last year. These blue dots are the recent wells. What he did, instead of plotting a subdivision, he divided them all into 10-acre lots. That way he didn't have to plat. They've been doing that a little bit recently. And all five of the wells, Blaine went and got samples. He pumped on them. Blaine, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
How long did you let those wells run before you took the sample?
At least 10 minutes.
So he let them run a little while, let the water, get out of the, clear the pressure tank, clear the hole, bring water in from the formation, and all five of them tested positive for some pretty nasty stuff. I've identified the developer, but at least having identified or notified them, it's on them. I mean, legally, he has to disclose that to any future buyer. At least that's my understanding from having bought and sold houses in the past. I've let Railroad Commission know. I've let TCEQ know. Railroad Commission doesn't care. TCEQ actually got back to me, and so they're sending it on to someone that may be reaching out to me. But just wanted to give you guys an update. I mean, there's nothing really we can do. Railroad Commission just keeps saying it's naturally occurring. There are some things in there that I think they would have a hard time arguing is naturally occurring, but just giving you guys an update. I'll keep you all up to date. It is worth noting, I'd like to especially give Jill props. So the rainwater harvesting project we put in, funded in Parker County, we actually won the Texas Rain Catcher Award from the Texas Water Development Board for that. So that's exciting. And that's all I've got under my report, Tracy. Well, look at all the rest of everything else. The well counts are, I don't know. I know you looked at them, Tracy. I don't know if anybody else looked at them. It's nuts. We got 150 new well applications in the month of July.
And it has not slowed down in August, has it?
It has not. What, Jenny, what'd you say we've gotten in August so far?
Come on, can you hear me? And we're at 75 as of today.
As of today? So right in line, 150 again.
I think I extrapolated out. We're looking at about 1,500 wells this year.
Insane.
If it continues.
It's insane.
And Monte County is running 100% over what it has been. And from what the realtors tell me up here, it's going to continue.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you look at the numbers for Monte County for the new wells, it's way above, like I said, it's more than 100% really than it was last year, last month anyway. Wise County, it's kind of in line. Parker County, it's way more. Hood County is actually down from last year. But, it's not going to slow down. And as you and I were talking the other day, Tracy, I think because of what's going on in the world right now, I think people are becoming more inclined to leave heavily populated areas and look to moving to places like.
It's worth watching.
Yeah, it is.
Doug, anybody on our accounts receivable we need to take a look at? I saw we had a couple of them at over 90 days.
No, we're good.
Nobody's
really going to be late until for a little bit longer. We're good. May have to bring some to you, but I don't expect so, Tracy.
Okay.
I mentioned this last few months ago about the whale count, and I appreciate the staff getting me a count. Maybe at the end of the year, maybe we can get a running total again of what the number of whales we have in all four counties.
Okay.
Don, you're cutting out.
I'm sorry. They may be still on the pole working on this thing.
But yeah, Don, we can get that for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have any budget amendments, correct, Doug?
I'll probably have some for you next month or later, definitely later this year, but probably next month we'll take care of a couple.
Okay. Item number seven, discussion regarding the addition of financial institutions to the district list, approved depositories, and take necessary action. Doug?
Yeah, so last month when we did the investment, I mentioned that I'd recommend looking to buying two more CDs. Director Berkeley recommended a couple banks to me. So as the board may or may not remember, before the district can open an account with any depository with any bank, the board actually has to approve that those banks. So Director Berkeley mentioned Bank OZK and Spectra to me last month. I reached out to both of them. Spectra didn't have anything to do with public funds. Bank OZK, they've already looked at our investment policy and signed the certification letter and got that back to us. I've also reached out to a couple more banks. It's been interesting. I talked to so many people that just don't want anything to do with our money. It's not that difficult. I mean, they basically have to look at our policy and say, yeah, we're not going to do anything that's going to violate this, and then sign something and send it back. But some banks just don't want to deal with that. This bulleted list is the banks that have been approved by the districts and we've got funds with. I'm recommending that the board approve Bank OZK, First National Bank of Weatherford, Plains Capital Bank, and United Texas Bank. So those last three would be contingent upon them providing the district with a signed certification letter. Bank OZK has already provided us with that, so they're good to go. But I'm waiting.
Would you go back to that page that had the banks that have been approved?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was just noticing we had a bank in Bridgeport that just sold. It's not on the list. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do not think we're authorized to do, but we may start looking at credit unions.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week. And I looked, and I don't know that we're authorized either, Mike. If we are, if we're not.
No, we're not. And let me tell you why I know we're not. It's because I guess it's in our bylaws, as I recall. It says that it has to be FDIC insured. Credit unions are not FDIC insured. They are the same thing, but it's for credit unions. So we never have approved investing where it's insured by that other governmental agency that's the substitute for FDIC.
So Mike, we updated our investment policy, I think it was in 2018. I think we updated the language to where I think now we may be able to, and I would defer to you and Brian because you are the attorneys. Here's the language that from the, our new investment policy, or from the one that was updated in 2018. And I think we may be able to do business with credit unions now under this language. Brian, do you have any?
I haven't. I hadn't looked at the investment policy, but under the Public Funds Investment Act, you are able to do business with credit unions now.
So, and that's, and Mike, you're exactly right. What used to say FDIC insured, in 2018, we changed it to mirror the statute, which allows for other government, you know, insurance, other types of insurance. So I think I'm going to look into it, and Brian and I'll talk, but I think in credit unions, we can do business with them.
Well, with that said, if you can find any place that's pushing 1%, that's a real good rate right now.
Yep.
Yeah, and Bank OZK, it was over 1. I think it's like 1.3 when I looked the other day.
I think their yield might be their interest rate. I think I checked last week was 0.997, but the yield was 1.1, I think, last week.
But so Bank OZK, if y'all approve this, they're good to go. I'll just need to get stuff so we can get a signature card and we can go open a CD with them. The other three, I've provided them with our investment policy and I'm just waiting for them to send me back a certification letter. So again, my recommendation would be to approve Bank OZK and then to approve the other three banks contingent upon receiving the certification letter.
Yeah, one comment. Bank OZK sounds kind of hokey. It used to be Bank of the Ozarks. Sure. And that is what they were probably known as for decades. But for whatever reason, the last couple of years, they changed it to OZK.
Probably that Netflix series.
Probably. That's all I got, gentlemen. Like I said, I'm happy to answer any questions.
How much are we going to invest?
For the first one, probably purchase a $240,000 CD. And then potentially, if I get another letter of certification, a second one. We've got money in setting and checking that we need to get in an interest-bearing account.
Chair would entertain a motion to add Bank OZK as an approved depository and First National Bank of Weatherford, Plains Capital Bank, and United Texas Bank contingent upon submittal of an executed certification letter.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Director Berkeley.
I'll second.
Second by Director English. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, discussion regarding ongoing legal issues related to Horseshoe Bend Water System, including but not limited to a possible settlement, a pending lawsuit, and existing judgment, and take necessary action. Doug and Brian?
So, looks like we're actually going to get paid, and this is going to be done with. For real. Butch reached out to me a while back, Butch Hardy, informed me that they're scheduled to close. It's been pushed back a little bit. Brian's folks with his office have been following it at the PUC. It looks like Butch is going to sell. The sale of the system will close probably first week of September. Brian's reached out, talked to the attorney for the buyers. I visited with Butch several times. Brian and I had a conference call with Butch. And basically, they just want to get us settled up as part of the closing. So we wouldn't be waiting for Butch and, you know, we would actually get the buyer would cut us a check at closing and send us a check. But I need the board to to basically approve an amount, a settlement amount. So to bring you up to speed, we're talking about two issues here. One of them is the outstanding judgment we have from 2018. Brian, you have anything to add? I saw you mentioned something.
Is there any way to address that, Doug?
Yeah, I'm not real sure about how to go into a closed session on Zoom.
Yeah, this is normally discussion we'd have in closed session, so just be mindful that we're not in closed session, and some of those things privileged.
Yeah.
Doug, this is Richard. I've got a question. As far as closed session or executive session, do you have a where you can move everybody into the waiting room and then invite back out just the board members and Brian?
Don't.
I've done that before. That's why I was wondering if you have that.
And you Zoom, you have? Let me see. Richard, but I'm gonna see if I can do that. Yeah. So I'm gonna put everybody in the waiting room.
Doug, before you do that, I need to announce that we are going into executive session under applicable state law, and we'll return back in open session to take any necessary action. Brian, will that cover?
Yeah, section 551071 of the government code to consult with legal counsel on this topic, on this agenda item.
At 551.
And I've started recording again.
We're back in open session. Chair would entertain a motion.
605.
That's right. Sorry. Thank you, Brian. 605.
Well, I'll go ahead and try to word something on this. And Brian, you can kind of spruce it up if you need to. But
you want me to tell you what I think the motion ought to be?
That would work.
That'd work.
The proper motion would be to authorize the general manager and legal counsel to tender an offer to the purchasers of the potential purchasers of the Horseshoe Bend water system as discussed in executive session.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Director Micah, correct?
Yes.
A motion by Director English and a second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, General Counsel's Report. Brian, you got anything for us?
Oh, not much. This has been the item that we worked on most in the last month. Few things going on with the legislature. It seems both the House and Senate committees have decided not to have any live meetings and are soliciting written testimony for all their groundwater related and other local government type charges. That's just getting underway. I'll note that we're going to have a new state senator from District 30 in the district, yep. Pat Fallon. Won the county and precinct chair election process to replace Congressman Ratliff. And since that's a pretty red district, he'll likely move on, and then we'll have a scramble to fill his Senate seat. The representative from Montague County has thrown his name into that hat, as have a number of folks from Benton County and even some political newcomers, so we'll keep an eye on that. And that's about all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for the general counsel? If not, our next meeting is September 21st, 5 p.m. I'm going to presume we're going to continue to have a Zoom meeting unless the governor changes our rules. Is there any new business to be added to the agenda that anybody needs to bring to Doug's attention?
Probably have the annual report. Next meeting, there will be a hearing for Tonavanetta. Can't think of anything else right now.
Okay.
Doug, is time-wise, is it would it be appropriate for us to convene the personnel committee to do your review? Is sometime in the October time frame fine, or does it need to be sooner?
That's fine with me. So maybe September, Richard. So what I was thinking, I've got a lot of the counties are going through their budgeting right now. Jill watches all the commissioners' court meetings. I've got her following what all the counties and some of the other municipalities are doing as far as staff stuff, personnel stuff. I'll let you know, but probably maybe September, maybe have at least a rough idea in September. So I'd like to have a draft budget put together in October. That way we can have a final in November.
Okay.
That would be my goal, but I'll reach out to you, Richard.
Sure.
And I need to ask you, are you going to have to do any new job descriptions, updating any job descriptions since the physical year is over with or getting to be over with?
Not at this time. That's something that I'll go over with and we'll consider with the personnel committee and stuff. But I'll propose something to them. But I don't see a lot of changes.
I just want you to double check it because of the changes and so forth.
Anything else from the board? Is there anything from the public? There being none, I'm going to show the meeting adjourned at 6:10. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.